Rick Silva of the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power cruises Los Angeles neighborhoods looking for signs of illegal watering.
Residential fines start at 100 and commercial fines start at 200.
Most who violate city laws just get a warning and advice on a strategy to reduce their water use. Houses with even numbers can water Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. Those with odd numbers, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No one can use irrigation systems between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. or on Saturday.
We've been looking for runoff from lawns, people that are watering on the wrong days, and more just to get them on board that a lot of water is being used towards irrigation and that there's also a lot of potential savings there.
Farmers in California's Central Valley have seen dramatic reductions in water allocations, threatening agriculture, a major industry in the state. In Los Angeles, up to half the water is used for watering yards, and that, officials say, is one area where usage can be cut. The city is urging homeowners to tear out their lawns and plant drought-resistant plants.
We will pay you to take out your grass. We'll pay you $3 a square foot.
Incentives have enticed some homeowners to put in plant varieties that are native to a temperate climate. The city has done this model landscaping in a public park.
See, some of them are flowering now. It's pretty nice.
It is too early in the morning to disturb these homeowners, but some will be getting an informational letter or a formal warning and finally a fine if they don't cooperate. Los Angeles reservoirs still have enough water, but many reservoirs in other parts of the state are at levels far below normal. And the Sierra Nevada mountain snowpack, the source of much of the water in Los Angeles, was 20% below normal in May. The drought is in its third year, and California officials are set to consider tough new penalties for those who waste water anywhere in the state. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.